In New York City today, I'm Kai Ruzdahl. It is Wednesday, March the 14th. Good as always to have you along, everybody. The new economic name you need to know today is Kudlow. Larry Kudlow announced this morning as the new director of the White House National Economic Council, replacing the soon-to-depart Gary Cohn. If you watch television business news, you might know of Mr. Kudlow or know of him. If perchance you don't, we've got Marketplace's Kimberly Adams on the phone live from our bureau in Washington for a quick introduction. Hey, Kimberly.
Hi, Kai.
So let's, television aside, let's do a little establishing of Mr. Kudlow's bona fides here, shall we? Because he has some.
Yeah, he's had a long political career, both in politics and other parts of government, starting in the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. He was there for a while. He also served in the Office of Management and Budget under the Reagan administration. And then in the private sector, he spent a decade at Bear Stearns, but he was out of there before the crisis hit, of course.
Yeah, of course. He's got a long string of chief economist jobs all over Wall Street. Talk to me then about what he's going to do for the president and, more importantly, what he has done to date, because he talks a lot on CNBC about, you know, I got off the phone with the president. I was talking to people at the White House. I mean, he knows people there.
Yeah, he's definitely been in touch with the president and advising him informally for a while now, and has actually been kind of tough on the president, especially in recent weeks, on the issue of these tariffs. He said that tariffs are taxes, especially on the middle class. He's dialed that back a bit since the tariffs are now a bit more limited, exempting some of America's allies and some of our top steel and aluminum trading partners. But generally, Kudlow likes free trade. And his other policy positions line up pretty well with the president. He likes tax cuts, fewer regulations, and he thinks the president's been doing a pretty good job.
All right. So what do you think is going to happen now that he is inside the tent rather than out?
So he's probably going to be a counterweight, a free trade counterweight in particular, to the more protectionist voices in the administration, like those of Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and Trade Advisor Peter Navarro. President Trump says that he likes to have a variety of opinions in the room, sometimes duking it out. And so in bringing in Kudlow, he's bringing in someone he knows will challenge him. Also, it helps that Kudlow is very media savvy. But here's an interesting thing. Unlike a lot of the other people in this administration, Kudlow's been in the media for so long, you can pretty much go online and look at his columns or his radio show and his television appearances and see where he stands on a host of economic issues. And that gives something that Wall Street likes, which is a bit of predictability in this White House.
Right. Let me back you up for a second to that thing about Peter Navarro and Wilbur Ross, who are much more hawkish on trade than Larry Kudlow is. And the thing the president said the other day, where he likes to have people fighting it out in front of him. We now are set for more of that, right? It used to be Gary Cohn fighting it out with Peter Navarro, and now it's going to be Larry Kudlow.
Right. But if you listen to Kudlow on TV today in his CNBC gig, he was saying he's already had conversations about how those conflicts are going to be negotiated. And one of the things he said is that, you know, they've all kind of agreed that they'll fight it out in the conversation and in the negotiations. But once the president makes a decision, they're going to stick with it and move on.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams live on the line from our bureau in Washington about the newest economic face at the White House, Larry Kudlow. Kimberly, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.